It's about 8 o'clock in the morning when Archie McDonald opens up the Skull Valley General Store.
Morning, Bob.
How are you, Spike?
Good. Good.
Within a few minutes, the boys, as Archie calls them, start to file in.
Good morning.
Where's your cup of coffee?
The boys are a group of locals. Some are retired, others are old cowboys. And for about a decade now, they've been coming here nearly every morning to drink coffee and make small talk around the store's wood stove.
We never solve anything. The next day we go over the same thing again. We forgot what we talked about the day before.
But soon there won't be a next day, because after tonight, the Skull Valley General Store will be out of business for the first time since it opened in 1916.
It was the center of activity, basically, in a rural community.
Bob Pearson remembers coming to the store as a boy. He's seen it change over some 70 years. It used to be a place to get fresh meat and horseshoes. Even one of the state's first post offices operated out of the store.
Back in those days, it wasn't very easy to go to an alternate source. For instance, a trip to Prescott would take them a half a day to get into Prescott. Today we can drive 20 miles.
There's also the old Skull Valley Depot, just down the street. It's where the train would stop to let off ranchers and miners. But the depot hasn't been operating since the late 60s, which has meant no extra business from passengers for nearly 50 years.
So, anything else? Right. 244. My name's Lily. Storekeep. So I do whatever needs doing. Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too.
Lily's been working here for about 10 years. Now she doesn't know what she's going to do for work or her social life because the store is also the town's hangout spot.
Now you remember.
Today, some of Lily's friends have gathered to talk about old times at the store.
You know, we watched people's kids. We rescued people's dogs that were out in the middle of the road and met my best friends here.
They also wonder what it'll be like to have to drive 20 miles to the nearest grocery store in Prescott.
I know my husband will have to remember to buy his Copenhagen in town. It's going to be tough,
gonna be a lot
be tough
of that.
On the guy.
But no matter how important the general store is to the community, the reality is it just isn't making enough money. So after 19 years of running the place, owner Archie McDonald is closing the doors.
This wasn't a light decision to make. A lot of thought and a lot of prayer.
And these days, his prayers are focused on a new buyer, hopeful that somebody will step in and revive the hearts of Skull Valley. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Aaron Granillo.